Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James, and today we'll be talking about how a company called WriteBlogger is using AI inside of their own business, and we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company, or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today, I have with me on the show Ryan Robinson, who is the co-founder at WriteBlogger, a suite of more than 80 powerful tools for bloggers and content creators. Ryan also teaches 500,000 monthly readers how to grow a profitable online business at WriteBlogger. Excuse me, tell me that, Ryan. Help me out here. RyeRob.com, my man. He's got my back at RyeRob.com. So excited for this conversation today. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, thank you for having me. Pumped to be here.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the save on that one. I was like, oh, Ryan, I need your help here. I changed my notes. So, okay. Dude, you're the first one that like got to do an intro with me. Like, you are the man with me.
Yes.
The privilege, I'll send you an award. So Ryan, tell us, man, like, how did WriteBlogger come to be? Like, give us a little bit of backstory for the audience.
Yeah, WriteBlogger was literally born out of my own frustration. So I've been a blogger, YouTuber, podcaster, content creator. For more than 15 years, I've ran marketing teams at B2B SaaS startups. I've been heads of content. I've been consultant for Fortune 500 companies. I've really been embedded in the content marketing and SEO space for 15 years. And so I had all these problems where things would be super slow or disjointed or just kind of unclear how to actually get an ROI on content and SEO related activities. And everyone that I know in the marketing space invests a ton of time, money, energy into trying to solve these problems and to mixed results. So as soon as AI kind of burst onto the scene in the form of ChatGPT and eventually OpenAI's API that opened it up for developers to build their own tools with these AI-powered kinds of tools, we knew immediately. I partnered with one of my best friends, Andy, who's a developer, and we were like, okay, we can now solve all of these problems that I've had as a blogger that I've identified inside these companies as a head of content and working in marketing teams. And so WriteBlogger was born as the right way to blog, powered by all these really amazing AI and LLM platforms that can do a lot of the grunt work for us. So the core of our product is a bunch of focus tools that help bloggers to do everything they need faster, more effectively, and in their own voice. So the AI learns how to write like you, which is, that's the tricky part that takes a lot of people, I mean, endless number of hours and days to just try and get close to. So we've kind of cracked the code to how to get AI to sound like you, not hallucinate, really dial it in appropriately. And then you've got these nice little tools to use that make it easy to get results.
Yeah. So now what was it like, when you first founded the company, was AI already in the mix of it initially, or was like, hey, like once AI came out, then you made the shift into implementing AI kind of in the mix of WriteBlogger? Like, was that, what was the differentiator right there?
Yeah, pretty much immediately. So this goes back to like October 2022, I believe, was when OpenAI kind of blew up and emerged on the scene. And so we started using the AI immediately. Like, I was like, okay, it looks like maybe we can use it to kind of like SEO optimize some blog posts, create some outlines for me, write my newsletter based on this video I just made. And so we identified a bunch of use cases right away that I started implementing inside my own blog, inside my own content creation process. And then a few months later, WriteBlogger was born as like, okay, here's all these tools that are really focused, clear, simple, easy to use ways to get clear outputs. And then ever since then, we've been using our own product. We've been dog fooding RightBlogger to use our own content process and grow our own traffic. And so we've got, I think, around 50,000 people who have an account on RightBlogger, and we've got paying customers, free customers. We are doing tons of education in the mix around how to use these AI tools to effectively get an ROI for your marketing efforts. And so that's been the real fun piece, is teaching people, not just letting people go nuts trying to figure out how to use these tools, but teaching them, here's how to actually do it to get things that will be effective for you.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I know there's so, like, the blogging is such a huge, like, content creation piece, and like bringing in so many different leads and things like that. Like for you, like, I mean, the, almost like the, a lot of the people out there who are using, maybe creating their own blogs by hand, or maybe even like, they're like, hey, I'm just using like ChatGPT. I'm just using another large language model, and I'm just going to create like a quick blog, 500 words. And like, hey, it looks pretty good. But like, what are some of those like things that like, you would say, Ryan, is like, hey, look, here's a couple of flags. Like, when you're doing that, I would avoid this. Like, what are some of those things that like, what maybe RightBlogger is really capitalizing on for a lot of like your customers who are using it?
Yeah. So like, one of the things that's really embedded deeply into our product is we want your take on it. AI does a great job at super high level stuff about like, you know, definitions, content that doesn't go super deep into the weeds. But what makes content valuable is your lived experiences, your examples, the things that you have gone through that have made you an expert at whatever it is you do. And so built into all of our tools, we really encourage you to do things that connect your website, connect your YouTube channel, connect all of these other things where you've already created content, you've already shared maybe some writing samples to where you train the AI based on like your knowledge library of what you personally know, so that when you're creating content using RightBlogger, it's not just this generic 500 word blog post that you can get from ChatGPT. It's actually going and searching your site and figuring out, here's what Kyle wrote about, you know, a month ago, and there's a relevant place to insert something like that into the content. It'll pull from videos. It'll pull from anything you've uploaded to your RightBlogger knowledge library to basically help make sure your content reflects you, your personality, your style, your tone, your existing library of knowledge. And that, I mean, that's the real thing people want to interact with. You can get quick answers from ChatGPT on anything, but for the stuff where you're going to really interact with people and potentially have them as a customer or a client, like, they want to learn from you. They are coming to you rather than just getting a quick AI answer. So that's kind of our core philosophy, is that you, as the person running your business or marketing team, whatever it is, are the most valuable piece of this puzzle. Because anyone can generate essentially the same blog post with the right prompt in ChatGPT, but it's you that make it special.
Yeah. So it's like, because it has that personal touch, like where you're adding not just like, okay, here, give me a, you know, a quick 500 word blog post on, you know, marketing and sales. Like, okay, cool. That's so high level. But in this case, it's going, okay, take your current content, your writings, your YouTube channel, right? Your website, maybe even some personal information you want to throw in there too. And that can like, can make it essentially make it a lot more tailored, where it does seem more personalized and it is reaching. Because I think a lot of people now, like, they see these blog posts. I see some blog posts now and I'm like, this is clearly AI generated. Like, there's not, I can tell there's no personal touch to it. Just copy, you know, throw it in ChatGPT, have a decent prompt, and then here's the blog. So, but in this case, it's going deeper. So walk me through maybe kind of like as if I don't know, like if I was like a customer or someone who signs up, like what's happening with the AI step-by-step, and like, what does that process look like?
Yeah. Let's just say our top tool, our top use case, the most popular thing people are doing inside RightBlogger is going from video to blog post. So our video to blog tool is the most popular tool. It will take any video you make. And so think, adopt a video first content creation process. That's what is most effective today. YouTube is now the best place, by the way, for SEO and for building real relationships with people. So if you're not present there yet, please join the party. You have a lot of potential customers to win on YouTube. And so if you adopt a video first content creation process, you take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however many minutes it takes to just quickly get your take out on a subject matter, your flavor, your style of answer based on your experiences, your unique life stories, you get a really unique video. And now our video to blog tool will take that video. It can take a live YouTube link. It can upload a video, an audio file, a transcript, however you want to work with it. It takes your words and your position on whatever the topic is, and it'll write you an SEO optimized blog post. There's a whole bunch of details you can tune that help make the blog post more SEO friendly. We have SEO reports. You get a nice little score and you get very clear action steps on how to improve your content to make it more SEO friendly for both Google and for LLM discovery. So content that gets you cited and recommended by ChatGPT and other LLMs is kind of the new SEO. And so our tools take that into account. But the real core takeaway here is going from video, which you can build up, get comfy with it, seeing yourself on camera, listening to your voice, you can really crank out a lot of good content by just turning the camera on and talking from the heart, from the spirit, from the mind, and then use tools like this to help translate that into your blog content. And then you can also use WriteBlogger to say, hey, write me my email newsletter based on this video, based on this blog post. Write me my Instagram captions. Write me my LinkedIn posts for it. And so you can kind of get all of your downstream content in one fell swoop once you make that video piece. And we've seen a lot of creators have a ton of success in scaling how much they can publish by saving a lot of time on that writing front and just making a quick video that kind of leads the whole process.
That's cool. It's like almost like if you have the video, because I know there's so many people out there who are like, okay, we've had this content that we've created on like YouTube or Vimeo or some other like resource, right? Some sort of video content. And they're like, we have 1,000 videos. Like we don't know what to do with them. In this case, you're like, that's the best place to be, is taking that content.
Even if it's older videos, it's still good content.
Because then you can publish it, obviously take it and throw it into to WriteBlogger. You can publish it and create blog posts, and the blog post can still be current to this day. Like, you don't necessarily have to reference the YouTube video if you don't want to. I mean, you can, I'm sure, if you wanted to, but for the most part, it's like, hey, just taking that language that you used and then putting that into WriteBlogger and then allowing it to create multiple types of content, essentially, is like how it works, right?
And it's particularly useful if you've got a big backlog of videos that are on, like, let's just say timeless content, right? Maybe stuff that's not about the SEO trends of July 2025, but it's something that's a little more timeless. That kind of content is pure gold to spin into these other formats. You know, I call it content repurposing. Turn those videos, those podcast episodes, if you've been making content for a while, turn it in these other formats like blog posts, or maybe you help, you know, write your social captions so that you can reshare some of this content, bring it back up. LLMs, Google, they love to see content be updated over time. So freshening up your library of content is always an ongoing task.
What have you been seeing since, like, I mean, it's been a couple of years now, right, since you've had WriteBlogger, and like, what kinds of results have you been seeing so far from a lot of like your clients who are using it, right? Even like you internally, but maybe for like start first, like kind of your clients, like what's some of that feedback that you've been getting since they've been using the platform?
Honestly, number one thing is like kind of the holy crap, this made content repurposing so much easier for me. That would be the biggest top line takeaway. There are a bunch of other features inside WriteBlogger that are super interesting too. Like the number two most useful thing I would say in my world and for a lot of our customers is called Tool Studio. And you can design your own AI tools that you can embed on your website. So if you have a business where you are constantly educating customers or prospects about something, you could build your own calculator or your own sort of personalized tool that people can interact with and get their own custom answers out of. And you get to use those tools as a lead magnet. So you can say, hey, before I show you the results, enter your email address. And then you add people to your email list. The people who come to your pages, they get this really cool custom, you know, output. Maybe it's based on a calculator. Maybe it's some sort of, you know, trip itinerary if you're a travel blogger, travel planner, or something like that. There's a lot of possibilities, and we've got some customers doing some pretty crazy, cool, interesting things and driving a lot of traffic to these free tools.
Yeah, I'm sure that's like mind-blowing too for like just the person out there who's got like 500 different videos and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm creating more. And they're like, okay, I'm going to start a blog. And you're like, oh, dude, you're already 95% of the way. You just need to take that content, throw it into WriteBlogger and just generate a bunch of blogs over the next couple of months. I think you're going to be in a really good, generous space depending on what you're, you know, what their type of business they are. You know what I mean? So, and like for, you know, these next couple of years, obviously things are going to change a lot. You've seen how drastically it's changed. But what are some of those upcoming AI initiatives for WriteBlogger, and like where do you see it playing maybe the biggest role in your operations next?
One of the biggest things we've been seeing is just how much like the usage of LLMs like ChatGPT. Let's just say ChatGPT is the one everyone knows is the most commonly used one. That usage is going through the roof at a faster pace than, say, Google usage for questions and answers, for solutions, for seeking help and advice, right? People are turning to ChatGPT for education and for finding people, tools, products, services that can help them achieve their goals. And so taking LLM SEO very seriously is one of the smartest things you can do. And the way that, you know, kind of the quick game plan to doing that, if we can sort of break it down really quickly for people, is use really long tail approaches to solving problems for your customers. So what that means is, let's say you are a piano teacher and you want to reach more customers. You would want to create pages on your site for piano, online piano lessons for kids. Would have been a really good SEO play, say, 5 years ago. And you still want that page. But now, with the way LLMs like to function, they like to surface really specific, particular recommendations to people. So there's parents out there that are probably searching for something more like online piano lessons for ADHD kids or online piano lessons for fill in the blank kids, whatever a particular challenge or identifier is for their type of kid, or, you know, for kids in UK, right? There's a lot of modifiers you could apply to this. And so LLMs like to give really specific recommendations. Now you have the opportunity to also use AI in helping you create more pages for your website or more posts for your blog, where you do get to publish content. Maybe you make a video as well that is really geared towards these really specific niches. And that's the kind of thing that at scale really can like blow up the number of leads you get for your business.
Yeah, it's like taking different angles, you know, because I think a lot of people, like, they just want to hit those. Okay, what are the top SEO words here? Like, what I want to get a rank number top page on Google or whatever it might be. In this case, you're saying, hey, look, it's don't fall for that trap at all. And it's tough to get there. It's, hey, find this, like, almost like the niche down specific keywords of like, hey, the piano teacher for kids, you know, in summertime or whatever that last bit of it is. And that can give you an idea of, as a piano teacher, because we're using an example, to go, okay, this is the type of content I should create. So that way I can bring in people who are searching for those key terms that you're mentioning. It's pretty ingenious if you think about it.
That's exactly right. I mean, it used to be worth a ton to be on page one for online piano lessons as the keyword phrase. And that is still worth plenty today, but it's also the most competitive thing in the world. And if you take this long tail approach of having, say, 10, 20, 30, you know, there's not necessarily a cap on how many dedicated, more niche focused landing pages you have on your site, and then use AI to help you with the content to fill those pages. So it saves you time, right? Like, this is a really unique moment in time where you have the opportunity to set your website up for the next chapter of like SEO success.
Yeah. Yeah. I was watching, don't mind me. I was looking at your LinkedIn and I saw you posted a video where you're out in, I don't know where you were, but you were out somewhere in the woods and there was like a little ravine going through and you're like, make sure you put your feet in the grass or hand on the grass. I was like, dude, that's what I'm talking about. But I was just thinking about like kind of what you're explaining here is like, it's kind of like in the same way, like you're taking a second trail. You're not going the main trail because everyone's there. It's crowded, it's traffic, but take the workaround. And when you take the workaround, you're going to find yourself catching some really cool glimpses of golden nuggets that you didn't realize were there, but you have to take that workaround. In this case, like the AI is that almost like that map of like, hey, here's the workaround, go this route, take this approach. You'll get different results from different people. You may not be the first one on the list. That's okay. No problem with that, but you could still pick up some good leads along the way on the back end of it with that. So I think that's a really cool perspective that you've shared on that, Ryan. So, and yeah, as we start shifting gears towards wrapping up here, like where can people learn maybe a little bit more about you and maybe a little bit more about Right Blogger that you'd recommend them check out next?
Yeah, Right Blogger, RIGHTblogger.com. That's the home base for everything AI tool related. You can make a free account and go nuts trying out all of our tools. And then I really love getting involved with our customers. So for our paying customers, I do one-on-one strategy calls with people where I hop on. I did like 5 of them today where I hop on and like I'm invited into the business of my customers and I get to jam on, you know, how we get your marketing tuned up appropriately, how to use AI in your processes. So it's a really fun thing where I like to get involved with our customers. But for me personally, if you want to see some more videos of encouraging people to touch grass,
yeah,
ryrob.com, ryrob.com is my kind of home base on the internet for all things personal.
Cool. Awesome. I'm going to have to check that one out. That one's for me, I think. I'm all about that grass, the grass to the hand, brother. So amazing. Hey, thank Ryan. It's great having you on the show, brother. And I appreciate you making the time and sharing the perspective. I know everyone that's listening has enjoyed having you on as well. So appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And thanks again for everybody for listening in. Please, if you remember, if you're trying to implement into your business AI, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. So schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. Looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.